last time on Adventures in Odyssey.
What's going on with Camila?
She used to love church and family devotions, but lately she bristles anytime something related to faith comes up. We're all going on a trip in the Imagination Station. Mr. Whitaker programmed this adventure for the three of us.
There's Hannah in the corner.
I've promised the Lord that if he should give me a son, I will return him to service here in the tabernacle.
May the God of Israel grant you the request you've asked of him.
It's coming. You have a boy. Where do we sacrifice our offering?
One of the priests will be out shortly. Here comes Phineas.
This looks like a fine piece of meat. It'll make a good meal for my brother and I.
You can't do that. You're supposed to be a man of God. You're abusing your power.
Give me the lamb woman now.
Wait.
I will not ask you again.
Oh, hi.
Now, will you give it to me, or must I take it? Now, give me the lamb.
I don't know what to say.
Please. You are a priest of God.
Stop this, Eva. Give him the lamb. No one should get hurt.
Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me, it will make a fine meal tonight.
Okay. What just happened here?
The same thing that's been happening here since Phineas and Hophni became priests. They're not allowing the people to present sacrifices to the Lord in the way he's commanded. Thousands of people, including myself, travel many miles with the finest of our flocks to offer to the Lord. And these so-called priests make a mockery of it.
Can't something be done?
I know someone who can help. That head priest, that nice, fat man.
Eli.
Yes, we'll talk to him. We'll tell him what's going on.
You can try, but there's something you should know.
Oh, what's that?
Phineas and Hophni are Eli's sons.
Then he walked away with our sacrifice.
I see. Wait a moment. Phineas? Phineas, come here!
You don't sound surprised by this.
I wish you were the first to inform me of my son's misdeeds.
Oh.
Yes, Father. Oh. Good to see you again, ladies.
Where are you going with that lamb?
I'm hungry, Father. I'm taking it home for dinner.
But it is a sacrifice. It hasn't even been cooked yet.
I'll have a servant cook it. You'll get your portion when we're finished.
Stop! Do you think I don't know what's going on? I hear from the people about what you're doing. You sin against the Lord with your actions. You must stop for your own sake. You and your brother both.
We're priests, Father. We are entitled to some of the meat for our food. I don't want mine to be boiled. I prefer cooking it myself.
God makes the rules for sacrifices, my son. We must obey him. If one person sins against another, God may mediate for him. But if he sins against the Lord, who can mediate for him?
Oh, I don't need a mediator, Father. I am a priest.
To uphold his commands. Son, the Lord has sent me a warning.
What sort of warning?
If you and your brother refuse to change your actions, he will end our lineage as priests.
Oh, make an extra sacrifice to appease him. You worry too much, Father. Now, please, I'm very hungry. I must go.
Phineas, we're not finished. Phineas!
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
I've tried talking to them over and over again, but they won't listen to me. And I'm an old man. There's nothing I can do now.
Hello? Is anyone here?
Who are you? Are you here to cook? What is your name, girl?
I'm Camilla. And I'm not sure why I'm here. I was just trying to figure that out.
Get to the sweeping. The floor is filthy, and when you're done, if Find someone who can cook this lamb. I'm famished.
Yuck.
I'll expect it for dinner this evening. And I want it roasted, not boiled.
Okay.
And be sure to wash the floors in the entranceway. Cut the vegetables, refill the wine skins, and clean the curtains. No more standing around, you lazy servant.
Make the fire, fix the food, wash the floor, do the sweeping. Good grief, do I look like Cinderella?
My apologies for Phineas.
You scared me.
I'm sorry. I heard what Phineas said to you. Don't worry. He's like that with everyone.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Do you have any idea how to roast a goat?
It's a lamb, and yes, I've seen the other servants do it. I could help. I'm Samuel, by the way.
Hi, Samuel. I'm... Samuel? You're Samuel?
Yes.
You're so old.
I think I'm about the same age as you.
I mean, when I saw you last, you were just a baby.
You saw me when I was a baby? How?
Never mind. It would take too long to explain. I'm Camilla.
It's good to meet you.
I like your robe.
Thank you. My mother gave it to me. She can only come once a year, but she makes me a new one whenever she visits.
You only see her once a year? That must be hard. For her and for you, since you're her only child.
Who said I was an only child? I have 3 younger brothers and 2 younger sisters.
Really? I guess God really did keep his promise to your mom. She has a whole bunch of kids.
God is very good to us.
Don't you ever wish you could be at home with your family?
I'm sure God has his reason for me to be here.
But has he told you why?
No, but my mom made a vow to him. There must be a purpose.
Right. So maybe you can tell me how to cook this lamb?
Of course. Come with me.
I expect these floors to be clean enough to eat on by tomorrow morning. Do you understand?
Yes, Master Phineas.
Well, and make certain that breakfast is ready early. Samuel must get up at dawn to prepare the altars.
Has he already gone to bed?
Yes, he stays up at the tabernacle. My father needs someone to look out for him with his eyes being so weak.
If only he had a few sons to help him.
And use the bigger broom, you lazy wretch. It's in the closet.
Yes, sir. If I knew this would be an adventure in cleaning, I would have stayed in Odyssey. Did he mean this closet?
Whoa!
Where am I? Is this the tabernacle? Nana, is that you?
Do pass the hummus.
Nope, not Nana. That must be Eli's room. What am I doing here?
I'm coming, Eli.
Samuel?
Camilla, what are you doing here?
I was wondering the same thing. I stepped through a door.
You can't be in the tabernacle. No one but the priests are allowed here.
I'm sorry.
You're not used to our laws. I understand. I'll show you out in a minute. But first, I have to go to Eli. He called for me.
But he's sound asleep.
No, I heard him. Coming, Eli!
Maybe I just don't understand the snore language.
Eli! Eli! Here I am!
Samuel? What is it, boy?
You called for me. I came as fast as I could.
Boy, I did not call for you. Go back to bed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Master. I'm sure I heard him call for me.
Maybe you were dreaming.
But the voice was so clear. Anyway, you must leave, quickly.
Should I just go through here?
No!
Okay, sorry.
That's the Holy of Holies. Even Eli can't go in there, except for once a year.
Wow, what's so special about it?
It's where the Ark is kept.
That's where Noah parked it?
You speak so strangely. It's the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that. The big trunk that holds the Ten Commandments, right?
It's more than that, Camilla. The Ark contains the power and glory of God.
So what would happen if you went in there?
I'd be struck dead.
You're right. We better take a different way out.
The servants' quarters are through this door and down the hill.
Thanks. Seriously? Inside the tabernacle again? Oh, there must be something wrong with the imagination station.
Coming, Master. I heard you.
Did I travel back in time, too? This just happened.
Camilla, why are you back here? I told you, you can't be in here.
I promise you it was an accident. Do Don't be mad.
I hope Eli doesn't hear you. Wait here.
Are you sure he called you this time?
I know I heard him. Although, this is the third time tonight I heard him call. And the other two times he said he didn't. Here I am, Master. You called me?
Oh, I did not.
I'm sorry, Master. I was sure I heard you call my name.
Samuel, go back to your room. If a voice calls you again, say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
You think? Could it be?
Go back to bed, Samuel.
Yes, Master.
Did he just say what I think he said? That God may be calling you?
I don't know. It's all too great to believe. You must go. Back out the same door as before.
I'd kind of like to stick around and see what happens.
I'm sorry, Camilla, but you aren't supposed to be here.
Hey, is this where you sleep? It's not even a bed. It's just a mat.
It's more than enough for me. Now, please, go.
Samuel. Big...
Is that who I think it is?
Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. I'm going to carry out against Eli everything that I said about his family, from beginning to end. I warned him that I would judge his family because of the sin he knew of. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to stop them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli that their guilt will never be forgiven by sacrifice or offering.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. Samuel, you're up early.
I didn't sleep much last night.
I don't blame you. Having God talk to you, that was amazing.
It was, but I wish his message was different.
I didn't understand it. I know it wasn't good news for Eli, but I don't know why God is so upset with him. Oh, do you want some breakfast?
Yes, thank you. What is it?
French toast. I saw you had pigeon eggs, bread, and milk. And to be honest, it's the only thing I know how to make besides macaroni and cheese. No syrup, but this honey will have to do.
Anyway, God sent a message to Eli a while ago, warning him about letting his sons defile this holy place. He said he would end their reign of priesthood and someone else would take their place.
Really? I mean, Phineas was rude to me, but defiling this place? That sounds pretty serious. Even if I don't know what it is.
You might be better off not knowing. This French toast is very good.
Thanks. It's better with whipped cream and chocolate chips, but you'll have to wait a couple thousand years for that.
I must say, you're one of the strangest servants we've ever had. But you make a good breakfast.
Even though you didn't like the message, it's still pretty awesome that God spoke to you. I mean... You're my age. He's never talked to me.
Of course he has.
Nope, never. Believe me, I would remember that.
I've never experienced God talking to me like he did last night, but he has spoken to me before.
Really?
Yes, in other ways. Like when Eli reads the words of God out loud from the Holy Scrolls, or in the things my mother tells me when she visits, or that nudge in my heart, reminding me what's right and wrong.
I never thought about God talking to me that way.
I guess it takes time to recognize his voice.
I'm getting that idea. I guess I've always thought God only spoke to adults, like my parents. They know all about God, but they're old.
Young or old, for all his children, he has something to say to each of us, if we only listen. And, of course, we need to talk to him, too.
Samuel?
Eli, here I am.
Sit down. Now tell me, did the Lord speak to you last night?
He did, Master, and I did exactly as you told me.
Very good. And what did he say to you?
Well,
You must tell me, my son. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide anything from me that he told you.
The Lord told me he's going to do what he warned you about earlier.
Oh. I see.
He's going to judge your family forever because of the sin you knew about. Your sons blasphemed God, and you didn't stop them. I'm sorry, Master.
He is the Lord. Let him do what is right in his eyes. I have failed. I didn't show my sons the path of God.
Father, you need to come now.
What is it, Phineas?
The Philistines. They've attacked.
The whole village is here. Who are the Philistines anyway?
They live in the southeast of Israel. They've been fighting our people for generations.
Wait, is that... Mama! Nana! Oh,
Camilla!
Migha!
We've been worried for you.
Yes.
I was with Samuel. Samuel, this is my mom and grandma.
It's good to meet you.
Hola.
Silence! Quiet! You, soldier, tell us. How did we fare in battle?
It was a massacre. 4,000 of our men are dead. Eli, why has the Lord brought defeat upon us?
I don't know.
We must bring the Ark of the Covenant, Father. It's the only way.
Now, Hophni.
Yes, if we take the Ark with us into battle, God will go with us and save our people from the hands of our enemies.
Phineas, wait!
Israelites, listen to me. We will bring the Ark of the Covenant into battle. With God on the battlefield, we will have victory!
I wish someone would tell us something. The troops have been gone all day.
This is the era before cable news or your interweb.
Mm-hmm.
People had to wait days or weeks for news.
Be patient. They'll tell us when they hear something.
Samuel?
Yes?
You still don't have any updates?
Only the same thing we've been hearing all day. When the Ark arrived at the Israelite camp, there was so much shouting that the ground shook.
I imagine Phineas and Hophni enjoyed that reception.
It's a good thing they took the Ark, right? You said yourself that God's power is inside.
When it was carried across the Jordan River, the waters parted. I'm sure that God could do a miracle like that on the battlefield.
But
we don't get to choose our own miracles.
Samuel, where is Eli?
He's been waiting at the city gates for hours. What's happened?
A messenger is coming this way on the road to the city.
Let's go hear the news.
We're right behind you. There's Eli, sitting as usual. Where's this messenger? My eyes aren't what they used to be.
That must be him, coming down the hill. He's running. Is that a good sign? Maybe he's excited.
I'm not so sure.
Me either. Let's get closer.
Here, messenger. Do you bring news from the battle?
I've come from it this very day.
And what report do you bring us, my son?
Our people fled before the Philistines. Thousands and thousands were killed. Those that survived ran into the wilderness.
And what of my sons?
Both dead, sir. I'm sorry.
On the same day?
Just like God told Samuel.
Eli, I don't know what to say.
The Ark. Where's the Ark?
It's been captured by the Philistines.
No! My sons and the Ark gone? The glory of God has departed. No!
Eli! Eli!
Oh, is he okay?
What's happening? Give him some air.
He's not breathing!
Let me see him. I'm a nurse. Eli? Eli?
Eva, is he...
His neck is broken.
Oh.
He's dead. I'm so sorry.
No. No. I can't believe he's gone.
He was a father to me.
The people are tearing their clothes and putting ashes all over themselves.
They'll grieve for some time, and it's right for them to do that. It's the saddest of days in all of Israel.
But they're also waiting for you, Samuel. They heard about how God spoke to you, how he told you what would happen to Eli and his sons. They say that you're a prophet. They want you to tell them what to do.
That's up to God to decide.
I hope he tells you what that is. Soon.
You should know by now that God speaks in his own time, Camilla. And all I can do until then is listen and obey him. That's all that any of us can do.
Samuel, the people are crying out to hear from you.
Just a moment. Camilla, thank you.
For what?
For being my friend. It means so much to have someone to talk to. Most people around here don't do that.
You're welcome.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh.
We're back at Wit's End?
I thought it only worked when we opened the door. Samuel opened that one.
Perhaps that was all of the story we needed to see.
But I wasn't ready for it to end.
Oh, and this from the girl who didn't want to go to church and hear Bible stories.
So what happened to Samuel?
He led the people for many years. The Bible says that God was with him as he grew up. Then later, Samuel appointed the first kings of Israel, including King David.
You mean like the David and Goliath David?
Uh-huh.
Yes, the very same David who was the ancestor of Jesus.
You know, Matthew would really enjoy this adventure. He's been reading about the judges in his Sunday school class.
Oh, it's not like he'd be able to see any of it through that long hair of his.
Mom, Nana?
What is it, Camilla?
I think God is talking to me.
What?
Really?
Samuel told me that God speaks in different ways, and that he was probably speaking to me. He's here right now, isn't he?
He's always here, no matter where we are.
But Samuel said that to hear from God, we have to talk to him too. And I haven't been very good at that lately.
That's true. You haven't.
And I was thinking about what you said, Nana, about how Jesus came so we don't have to sacrifice animals anymore.
Yes.
He sacrificed himself for us.
Yes.
That's what they always talk about in church.
So you have been listening.
God cares so much for us. That's why he sent Jesus.
If he really does care that much, I better stop ignoring him.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever want to hear from him, I guess I'll have to be obedient, like Samuel.
So, what are you going to do about it?
I want to do what you guys have been talking about at church. I want to give my life to God. Is that what you say?
Oh, that's exactly what you say.
So, what should I do?
How about we pray together, for starters?
Okay.
Can we hold hands?
Of course. Are you ready?
I think so. Dear God, thank you for talking to me and for caring for me. I'm sorry that I haven't been listening to you lately. Please change me to be the person you want me to be.
Welcome to a new life, Camilla. You know, it's one thing to know about God. It's another thing entirely to be able to recognize his voice and have a relationship with him. That relationship includes talking to and listening to him and choosing to trust that his son Jesus was sent as a sacrifice for our sins. I'm glad that Camilla understands that now. How about you? By joining us on this adventure, you may have learned something more about God. But do you have a relationship with him? You can ask a close relative or a pastor how you can know God personally. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Your Servant is Listening was written by Kathy Buchanan and Nathan Hubler and directed by Nathan Hubler. Our sound design was by Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Michaela Dean, Sean Fox, Amanda Troop, Lucky Weeding, Jay Blair, John Curry, and Keith Ferguson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.